This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So the verses recited upon us in the first raka'ah were from Surah Fussilat. And there is a Quranic commandment there where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Idfa' billati hiya ahsan. Repel evil with that which is good. Responding to evil by evil only increases evil. So the Quran says, if there is evil, repel it by good. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave the best example as to how to do this. Let's give you a quick example. They said that one time the Prophet, peace be upon him, was the graveyard, and they were digging a grave for one of his companions who passed away. And as they're digging the grave and making the grave, somebody from the Jewish community walks in and he starts yelling at the Prophet, peace be upon him, Ya Muhammad, rudd alayya mali fa innakum ya bani abd al-muttalib qawmun muttal. يعني تماطل في رد الدين مع القدرة على دفعه. He said, Oh Muhammad, give me back what you borrowed from me. I know you family of Abdul Muttalib, you like to delay paying back, even though you have the ability to do so. It was very, very rude. And the people were so upset. It's like, how dare you speak to the Prophet ﷺ like this, especially given the circumstances of what's going on. And the people wanted to beat up on him. So the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, no, the man has rights and he's asking for what is his, and he tells Umar ibn al-Khattab to go and give him whatever it is that is due to him. And as they're walking, Umar al-Khattab, they really wanted to beat up on the man. And as they're walking, the man holds the hands of Umar ibn al-Khattab and says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. I bear witness that this man is a prophet of Allah. Now Umar is all confused and he said, what do you mean? And he said, I have reviewed everything that is in the Torah about the coming messenger. And he fit every description that was there, but there was one that I wanted to personally test myself. قال جاء في أوصافه أنه كلما ازداد عليه الجاهل جهلا ازداد حلما صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said that the more the foolish act foolishly towards him, it only increases him in gentleness and clemency. And he said, I knew I was being rude, but he said it was the perfect time to test this and see if he is really a prophet of Allah or not a prophet of Allah. And when the Quran says, repel evil with good, repel evil with gentleness, there are 8 different benefits of gentleness. Just one of them is, they say that gentleness diffuses tension. Unlike responding to evil by evil, it only increases tension. But gentleness diffuses that tension. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us gentle souls, Ya Rabbil Alameen.